As the humanitarian crisis continues to unfold, US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in the region, visiting one of those controversial US-backed aid sites in Gaza that have been plagued by chaos, violence and death, as President Trump aims to develop a plan to mitigate the crisis.
I spoke to Steve Witkoff. He had a great meeting with a lot of people. He had a meeting on getting the people fed, and that's what we want.
On Saturday, Witkoff in Israel meeting with families of the hostages, telling them, we have a plan to end the war and bring everyone home.
And George, I can tell you, when you see that mountains of aid, it's shocking to know that children are dying from hunger not far away.
And Ian, what do we know about this plan that Steve Witkoff, the president's envoy, was talking about to the hostages' families, that he has a plan to bring them all home?
Well, interestingly, we managed to obtain audio of that meeting between Steve Witkoff and the hostage families. He says that Hamas have agreed to demilitarize. Now, that would be huge if that's the case. Their public statements certainly suggest they haven't. He also said we're very, very close to a solution to the end of this war. But the devil's in the detail. How are you going to do that when even these partial deals that have been negotiated in the past seem impossible right now? Also saying he's going to bring all hostages home at once. Well, again, over the last couple of months, it's been impossible even to bring them home in tranches. So it's a very ambitious plan. He seems confident. That's what he's telling the families, what he's saying publicly. I've asked Israeli sources about the negotiations. They don't want to talk about it at the moment. And I think it's also doubtful whether or not the Netanyahu government wants an end to the war once the hostages are over, or to continue and finish the job.